My name is Beverly Mix, and I'm 65 years old. I was diagnosed with an ILD in 2014. In 2017, Dr. Kaleri confirmed idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Over the past year, my disease has taken a downturn. I currently use 14 liters per minute of oxygen, turning it up to 16 to 17 liters per minute when I need it. Using palliative care services under the supervision of my doctors and home care has allowed me to have a full life. People may think that my life is limited, but I think I have a pretty good life in the circumstances. I still go camping in our motorhome. I cook with my family, and I spend as much time as possible with my grandchildren. In the past year, I've had a canning party where a group of friends did salsa and garlic hot pepper jelly. I helped my family with a bourbon tasting party, and I've had several dinner parties. I've tried to make positive, happy memories with my family. I want my grandsons to tell stories about going camping with grandma, how I taught them survival skills, like how to build a fire, shopping for a grad dress with my only granddaughter, and baking cupcakes with wild icing. IPF has not stopped me from living a full life. And I'm confident that this is because of the continuing care from my doctors, Dr. Kaleri and Dr. Janice. This palliative care with the home care has made my life possible and provides support for my husband and family. When my doctors suggested using oxygen, I resisted. I did not realize how much oxygen would help. Using oxygen and living with it has allowed me to be active and feel better. Every time my care team has suggested an increase to my oxygen or medications, I have resisted because I wanted to deny that my disease was progressing. But every increase has allowed me to continue to have a life. I cannot imagine having IPF and going through life without the resources that have been provided to me through Dr. Kaleri and Dr. Janice, the palliative care program and home care. To all of the others who have IPF and are dealing with this frightening disease, my advice to you is get the best doctor you can. Be sure that your doctor is listening to you. Don't accept treatment that leaves you feeling dissatisfied with your care team. This disease will affect your whole life and your family. You need the best care that you can get.